Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the upcoming fly season. They seem to come anytime the temperature starts to nudge above 70 degrees, and that is already occurring. So, are you ready? We know they'll multiply very quickly. For those of you that rely on sprays and baits and other types of control, I hope you're getting ready to do that. I hope you have your supplies laid in. One of the things you need to remember is that biting flies, like stable flies, and those are the ones we deal with usually earliest in the season, can lower milk production by 15 to 30%. You know the drill. You'll start to see cows bunching. You'll see them stamping their feet. They'll be switching their tails. So how many flies does it take on a cow until it's time to do something about it? Some of the research would suggest that as few as 50 flies per animal would be the set point at which we need to be taking action. Hopefully maybe before that, but once you reach that stage, you're probably already losing more money than what it would cost to take action against them. Some things you might want to consider is it does usually take a combination of things. You'll need residual premise sprays. You'll probably need some knockdown sprays to kill the flies immediately. And then you also need to think about areas where flies tend to congregate, such as around trash or maybe in the calf feeding area. Baits are very, very effective. They're easy to hang up. Some people actually use fly strips or fly tape to actually catch them. However, baits in those areas are also very effective. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.